Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. We're going to take a break from open line right here, and we're going to head to the line our phones because we're going to talk to Brad Gray from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Brad, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. And before we get started on talking about all the great animals out there, Beck and I usually discuss this. Do we have any adoption stories this week?
Yeah. This past weekend, she's been mentioned several times. Gracie was adopted.
Yay!
She actually is going to be picked up by her adopters this morning.
That's awesome. So good job for Gracie. So yeah. Being able to get adopted today, it's always a great thing when one of them gets adopted. So good to hear.
Yes, absolutely. Makes us very happy out here. I can promise you that.
So finally Gracie gets adopted. So that's, again, a good story. And also before we get to our the stars of the interview, which is, of course, our doggos and cats, as of right now, is there anything you guys need donation-wise that you may be a little bit low on?
Yeah, actually, two things that we're rather low on now is kitty litter, which we didn't have that problem because we only had just a couple adoptable cats there for a long time. But we are very low on kitty litter. We can use that, the cheap clay kind from Walmart. It does great for us. It's the red bag. And Milk-Bone dog treats. We give our dogs a treat every time they come inside, so they get a treat at least twice a day. And we give them a medium-sized Milk-Bone dog treat. So those are the two items that we need the most right now.
And I know those doggos, they love those milk bones, especially when with peanut butter or whipped cream spit on them, they really go crazy over that. All right. Well, Brad, let's go ahead and get started with the crew today. And speaking of dogs, let's go ahead and get started with those guys.
All righty. I've got a couple smaller dogs. I have Butterscotch. Butterscotch is an adult female. She's probably about 2 to 3 years old. We're classifying her as a terrier mix. She's got pointy ears, and she's probably about 20 pounds. She's black and brown. She's a very sweet dog. She loves us. She is a little stranger shy, which, and before I get really in-depth with the dogs, I just want to remind everyone that when you come to visit our shelter and you see our dogs, This has become their home. They've been here for so long most of the time. Sometimes they can be protective over that space, or they're just overly excited to see new faces. So they may be a little energetic when you see them at the shelter, but they turn into completely different dogs when you get them home most of the time. So keep that in mind when I say things like stranger shy. And then we have Kit Kat. She is our other resident in the small dog room. She is a beautiful little pup. She will be a medium-sized dog, we believe, when she's full-grown. She is black with white markings and brown on her legs, almost like a Bernese Mountain Dog marking. I do believe she's a Collie mix or maybe an Australian Shepherd mix. Gorgeous, gorgeous pup. And then we have Epona. We're moving into the big dog room. We have Epona. She is a six-year-old female. She is a smaller pity and terrier mix. She's brown. She was surrendered by her family. But she's very shy. She's very shut down here at the shelter. But she met Tucker the other day, and she absolutely adores Tucker. Wouldn't stop wagging her tail, turned into a different dog. Then we have Ruby. Ruby is another older girl. She's about 5 to 6 years old. She has been here the longest. I hate to say it, but on June 1st, she will have been with us for 365 days.
Aww. I wish somebody would be able to get out there and adopt her. That's a long time.
That is an incredible amount of time to spend in a shelter cage, which she received her last heartworm injections a couple weeks ago. She's going to get retested. We're going to find out that treatment worked, and it's got another couple weeks, and she's more than ready to make a jailbreak, and she has a sponsored adoption. So she's ready to go. Lippy is our newer dog. He is a small little guy. He's got a big head and a little body. he's a mixed breed of sorts. He's that light golden tan color. He was brought in. He was injured by another dog and had a gash in his lip. He went to the vet and got that fixed, and he is just the sweetest little boy. He's about probably 6 months old, and he won't get huge. He's kind of small now, and he'll stay relatively small. We have Roscoe. Roscoe is the biggest dog we have at the shelter. He is a Rottweiler mix. He's black and brown. He's probably about 3 years old. He is already neutered. He needs to learn some manners, but he is doing really well with us. He's treat motivated. He'll sit when we ask him to sit, and he waits until we take the leash off before he gets up and does his business. So really, really a workable dog. He just needs somebody with a harder head than his. And then we have Moo Moo. Moo Moo's also a newer dog. He is a black lab and pitty mix. Gorgeous, beautiful black color. He's about 2 years old. He has been an inside dog previously. He gets along with cats and kids. Now, other adult males, he's not going to do well with dog-wise, but he's really a sweet dog. Lindy and Bindi are both still here. They share a kennel. They're a bonded pair, mom and daughter, 4 and 5 years old, German Shepherd mix. Lindy is quite a bit larger. She's probably about 65 pounds, and then Bindi's closer to 45 pounds. Sweet girls, again, they are barky towards new people, but if you show them a treat, they're going to be your best friends. We have Archie. Archie is also a newer dog. He is a black lab and possibly a mastiff mix. He's not huge. He's probably about 55 pounds. Sweet guy, a little timid, but... very sweet. He's turning into my buddy. he's about 4 to 5 years old. Again, just a sweet dog, ready to get out of the shelter. And then Splotch. Splotch is still with us. He is I'm not sure what he's mixed with, but he's got spots and he's white, so I'm going to say he could possibly be a Dalmatian mix. He gorgeous white color. Black spots on his ears. He's got a black nose with pink on it. He's about 2 years old. He is a high energy dog, so he's going to need some training as well. But really a great dog. And then we of course have Ezra. Ezra's still here. He was our doggy that came in super emaciated, and he had a prolapsed rectum. We got that fixed. He's doing better. We're still fighting off a bacterial infection, and he needs to gain a little more weight. But very sweet guy. One of his ears flops over on the top of his head. So it looks like he's wearing a wig or something, because he's got one that goes off to the left on his left side, and then the right ear hangs on top of his head. He's white and he has brindle markings. He loves to play with toys, loves his ball. We have Boog. Boog is a 2 to 3 year old, or 3 to 4 year old male. He is a lab and possibly an Akita mix. He is white, with a curly tail and ears that stick straight up. And then our last dog of the morning is Doofus. Doofus is hard not to fall in love with if you spend any time with this dog. He's big, he's dopey, he's got this gorgeous black and white coat. His face has white on it and has black on his ears. Really, really a beautiful dog. He's very treat motivated. He's learning new tricks with us. He's learning. He knew how to sit. We're working on that. He's learning how to walk on the leash better. He's about 3 to 4 years old. He is a fence climber, so potential adopters will obviously have to consider that. But it's a really great dog that doesn't deserve to be in the shelter. None of them do. So that's the cat or the dog group. And then I have a small cat group, but a little larger than it has been. We have Ranger still. Ranger was our Lone Ranger. That is no more. He is about 3 years old. He is yellow. He's super friendly male. At first, we thought he was a feral cat. He he was caught in a live trap, and he was not happy, which I don't blame him. But turns out he is one of the friendliest cats that we've probably ever had at the shelter. So he's ready to go home.
He was just a little freaked out about being in that trap. So he's just like, hey, what's going on here? I don't like this. So
exactly. I'd do the same thing. Yeah. So very sweet cat. And his adoption fee is $55. He is neutered already. So he could go home the same day, potentially. And then we have a senior girl. Her name is Marge. She was taken to animal control as a feral cat, but she is an older female. We believe she spayed. We'll take her to a vet to confirm that, and she is declawed in the front. Now, we don't agree with getting cats declawed, but she is already declawed from wherever her previous home was. She's black and white. She is roughly 7 years old. She's a little... She doesn't like to be picked up a whole lot, but she is super-duper sweet. She's been treated for fleas. She had some flea allergies going on and had some hair missing on her head. But, again, a gorgeous cat, just ready for a couch to lay on and somebody to rub her head. So those are the two adult cats, and then I have two kittens, and then that is all I have. We have a pair, again, they came in as feral kittens. Now, they definitely were... feral. They had not been handled. They were what I call spicy kittens. they did not want to be touched, and they would let us know every time, hissing and spitting and trying to claw us. But they are very friendly now. We hold them on our chest. They purr. They love us. They love to play with toys. We call them jalapeno and habanero. So the spicy kittens. The little female, she is black. That is habanero, and jalapeno is the boy. He is a gray tiger stripe. And they're itty-bitty still. They're babies, probably about 8 weeks old right now. So sweet kittens, sweet dogs, we've got them. Come see them.
Yeah, they just needed some time with humans to realize, hey, we're not bad. We're not all bad. We want to take care of you. And then they eventually warm up to you. That's for sure. So
animals are all about patience and timing.
Absolutely. It's kind of the same thing with babies as well. So, yep. So,
absolutely.
All right. Well, Brad, if somebody would like to come out there to the shelter, when can they head on out there and how can they get there?
Yeah, come see us. 2 to 4 any day of the week except for Monday. We're closed on Mondays. We are at 4955 County Road 1400, off of 169, right across the road from the wastewater treatment plant, on your way to South Coffeyville. Our phone line is down at the moment, but send us a message on Facebook, and when we have it back up, our phone number is 620-252-6060.
All right. Well, Brad, thank you so much for coming on today, letting us know about the great crew of animals out there at the shelter. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you very much. Have an awesome day.
All right. You have a great day as well. So some great animals out there at the shelter. Head on down there and pick up your next forever friend. You definitely will not regret it. I would love to be able to go down there and pick up an animal, but unfortunately I'm bound by the terms of my lease at where I live at currently, and I'm not allowed to have a pet. But I guarantee you guys know this as well, if I could, that would definitely change, because I'd be down there getting a El Gato for sure. All right, we need to go ahead and take a break, but when we come back, we'll take more of your calls. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.